Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music lover, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can play against some friends or play it by yourself. It is all up to you. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 80s, Onomatopoeia, and 2020's Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, tease your hair and put on some spandex because it's time for some hits of the 80s. We have 5 questions all about hit songs from the 1980s, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. On a 1984 hit, Bruce Springsteen exclaimed that he was born in which country? Question 2. Come On, Feel the Noise was a hit 1983 cover for which US band with a rhyming name? Question 3. According to the B-52s, there's a faded sign on the side of the road that says 15 miles to which destination? Question 4. In 1984, Van Halen said they've got their back against the record machine, and you might as well do what action? Question 5. Prince sung about what coloured rain on a 1984 hit song and album? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is onomatopoeia. In case you don't know, onomatopoeia refers to a word which describes a sound. For example, splash, sizzle, or crunch. We have 5 clues for you, all about hit songs that feature onomatopoeia somewhere in their title. 1 point is available for each song you can correctly guess. Here they are. Question 6. A 2013 hit by Katy Perry with a music video set in the jungle, named after the sound a jungle animal might make. Question 7. A 1994 hit by Live, something that might occur during a storm. Question 8. A 1966 track from Cher, later famously covered by Nancy Sinatra, which evokes the sound of a weapon. Question 9. A 2009 hit by the Black Eyed Peas, which describes the sound of the bass in the speakers. Question 10. A 2024 single from Megan Thee Stallion, a sound you might associate with a reptile. That is it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 2020's Chorus Challenge. We'll be queuing up some recent hits, and you'll get to hear the lyrics from the chorus. The trick is, the lyrics will sound a bit different than normal. If you can correctly guess the 2020s hit from just the chorus lyrics, you can get 1 point for a correct song title, and another point for correctly picking the artist who sang the song. Here they come. Question 11.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June.
Question 12.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one, and I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me.
Question 13.
Late nights ending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose, or use, or do.
Question 14.
We'll get in your car and you'll lean to kiss me. We'll talk for hours and lie on the back seat, And then one random night when everything changes, you won't reply.
Question 15.
And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to tell you all the answers. And welcome back. The answers are here, all ready to go. First up, it is the hits of the 1980s. Question 1. Born in the USA. That would serve as the title of both the hit single and hit album. The song itself is considered widely misunderstood in its lyrics. Question 2. Quiet Riot. The track was originally a hit for English band Slade in 1973, but it was Quiet Riot who were able to get the track into the US top 10. Question 3. Love Shack. The track was a late 80s hit that spilled into the early 90s and features a young RuPaul in the music video. Question 4. Jump. The song has perhaps one of the most famous keyboard riffs of the decade. Question 5. Purple Rain. The song, album, and feature film were all a major success. Prince attributes Purple Rain as a metaphor for the end of the world. Continuing on to round two, onomatopoeia. We were looking for songs that used onomatopoeia in their titles, and here they are. Question 6. Roar by Katy Perry. Question 7. Lightning Crashes by Live. Question 8. Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down by Cher or Nancy Sinatra. Question 9. Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas. And question 10 was Hiss. by Megan Thee Stallion. For our final round today, we played you the chorus lyrics of five hit songs from the 2020s. Remember that one point is available for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. The answers were question 11, Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Question 12, that was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Question 13, we had Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. Question 14 was Strangers by Kenya Grace. And our final one, question 15, was Stick Season by Noah Kahan. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.